Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Fox News alert. A person of interest is in custody for the shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island yesterday that left two students dead and nine others wounded. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
At 4.05 p.m. yesterday, Brown received the initial call of an active shooter. At 4.22, Brown University issued its first alert to stay away from the area. At 5.27 p.m., authorities received reports of shots fired near Governor Street. Those reports were unfounded. Now, this shooting took place in a review session led by a teaching assistant in preparation for a final exam of principles of economics. The room has stadium seating. The shooter came in through the doors and yelled something, and students started to scramble. They tried to get away from the shooter, duck in their seats, but unfortunately, 11 students were shot, two killed.
The shelter-in-place order has been lifted at Brown University this morning. No details yet about the person of interest in custody. A dozen people dead in Australia in a terror attack targeting the Jewish community. There's Fox's Trey Yingst.
This event was scheduled to start at 5 p.m. local time in Sydney and was advertised as an event for all ages with music, games, and fun. They are still investigating the specifics surrounding this terrorist attack that targeted Jews in Australia, but we are now getting reaction from Israeli ministers, including Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, who said in a statement, quote, "I'm appalled by the murderous shooting attack at a Hanukkah event in Sydney, Australia. These are the results of the anti-Semitic rampage in the streets of Australia over the past 2 years, with the anti-Semitic and inciting calls of globalize the Intifada that were realized today. The Australian government, which received countless warning signs, must come to its senses."
The attack occurred at Australia's Bondi Beach at an event marking the beginning of Hanukkah. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese calls it a senseless attack. America's listening to Fox News.
If you could stop somebody from breaking in before they got inside, why wouldn't you? Most old school systems go off after someone's already in your place. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive with a double layer of defense that stops crime before they start. First, AI-powered cameras spot potential threats outside, then live agents step in, talking to the person through the camera, letting them know they're on video and police will be dispatched if they don't leave. They can even trigger a loud siren or spotlight. That's how you help stop a crime before it starts. Plus, there's no contracts, and SimpliSafe was just named the best home security of 2025 by U.S. News & World Report. It's also the best time to buy. SimpliSafe's last chance Black Friday sale, 50% off any new system. Hit SimpliSafe.com/FNC. That's SimpliSafe.com/FNC. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
An attack on U.S. troops in Syria leaves three Americans dead, three others wounded. A lone ISIS gunman reportedly ambushed the group, killing two service members and a civilian interpreter. President Trump says the U.S. will retaliate, as Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
The attack occurred as the soldiers were conducting a key leader engagement. Their mission was in support of ongoing counter-ISIS, counter-terrorism operations in the region. The soldiers' names, as well as their identifying information about their units, are being withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin UN notification. This attack is currently under active investigation. We also just heard from the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, saying the savage who perpetrated this attack was killed by partner forces. Let it be known, if you target Americans anywhere in the world, you will spend the rest of your brief, anxious life knowing the United States will hunt you, find you, and ruthlessly kill you.
Washington State is getting hammered by massive rain and more flooding, as Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
The water has started to recede. I was in this exact same spot yesterday, and the water would have been over my head. It was higher than me, but residents, they're returning to their homes, some of them, and clearing out the mess, trying to see what has been damaged or destroyed. They have a lot to go through. A powerful atmospheric river dumped at least a foot or more of rain in this area over the week, which swelled rivers, flooded neighborhoods, prompted multiple swift water rescues, and forced thousands to evacuate. There's also the potential for mudslides. That risk remains a concern. 10 rivers were seen at major flood stage this week. The unpredictable and dangerous situation forced many families to quickly leave their homes at night in the city of Burlington on Thursday.
The Powerball jackpot climbs to an estimated $1.1 billion. No ticket hit all six numbers in last night's drawing. Billion-dollar prize goes unclaimed, pushing the jackpot higher for the next draw. Ranks among the largest Powerball jackpots in the game's history. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.